All right, everybody. You know what we're doing. Playing the Ultimate Movie Championship. It's brought to you by Amazon by accident. No, brought to you by CutthroughComics.com. The Ultimate Fighting Championship. This is where we go to flickchart.com. Well, if you want to check out our shit, flickchart.com/IDP. And it's a cool website where they give you two movies, and you have to decide which of the two movies you would want on your top movie list. So it's a battle. It's a war. And Keith and I have been doing a bunch of it, so we've done a bunch of the 90s and 2000s. We're going to do a special 80s edition in this one. And you can check out our top 20 list, or top list, the official IDP list, flickchart.com/IDP. So we're going to do rank movies. And, oh yeah, Cutthroat Comics, new comic coming out, by the way. I'm blanking on the name right now, but it's coming out soon. So go to cutthroatcomics.com. I'm sure there's stuff on there, and follow on social media as such. So we're going to do by date and the 80s. All right. So starting off in the 80s, we have The Money Pit versus Heathers. I don't think I've seen Heathers.
Have you not seen Heathers?
I don't think I have. Have you seen Heathers?
I actually have seen Heathers. It's
why did your mom make you watch that? Seems like a movie that...
It's not really that great. But it's a fun... It's like a...
Maybe you just didn't read the fucking previous iterations of the fucking Winterverse.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors versus The Money Pit.
Came out the same year.
Little Shop of Horrors... That's a musical, yeah?
Ish.
Who's that? Is that
Rick Moranis?
Rick Moranis. The Money Pit. And that's mainly because I grew up and I think I had that VHS and I watched it a bunch of times.
Not
a big musical fan also.
So. Diane from Cheers is in The Money Pit, so yeah. I gotta go The Money Pit. Even though Little Shop of Horrors, everyone that is maybe watching this is going, "You fuck you, Little Shop of Horrors, terrific!" It's a good movie, but yeah, I just never got into it.
I don't know anything that it would beat.
I love Rick Moranis though.
Yeah, I do too. All right, The Money Pit. Moving on to the next one, Creepshow, which I don't remember, versus The Secret of Nymph. Which I don't remember. I kind of maybe remember.
I kind of.
This is both 82.
But I don't.
All right, skip them both. Come on, 80s. The Goonies versus Gloria. Never seen Gloria.
I haven't seen Gloria.
Definitely seen The Goonies. Don't get rid of it. Website. The Goonies versus Children of the Corn.
The Goonies.
Don't think I've ever
sure.
seen Children of the Corn.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. RoboCop
God
versus
damn it.
Goonies.
Why couldn't you just...
This a hard decision?
It's not a hard decision.
It's just disappointing.
But I like RoboCop too.
I don't, so it's not difficult for me.
No,
so I'm sorry
but
for
I'm
you,
saying,
Keith.
I'm
this
saying,
is our time, Keith.
It's our time. It's Goonies by far, but
you still need. Have you watched Stranger Things?
No.
You should watch that shit, man. It's so good.
I got like 8 hours of free time.
You got a day,
never,
a day.
Never.
You've got 8 hours.
My neighbor Totoro,
Pretty in Pink
nah.
versus. Excalibur.
Have you not seen Excalibur? I have seen.
I can't remember it. I'm sure. Who's in it? I can't tell. Tell me.
I can't tell you exact names,
right,
but
so
I remember specific scenes.
All right. What's a specific scene that I might remember?
A lady in the lake throwing the sword out. Just a hand.
Wait, a hand's in the lake?
Just a lady's hand comes out of the lake with the sword.
I don't remember that scene. Pretty in Pink versus, or the cover of one of that comic book that I can't remember you got, probably. Pretty in Pink versus Superman 3, with one of the best comics ever.
Superman 3 is terrible, even though Pryor's in it. It's Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Now I want to find that fucking...
What is that called? Do you remember what it was called? Clue versus Crocodile Dundee 2. Yeah, what is that? The Loners?
Yeah.
Yeah. Losers or Loners?
The Loners.
Loners. You're not on mic, so it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
Sorry. Clue versus Crocodile
Clue,
Dundee 2.
Clue, all the way. Clue is one of my favorite movies from that era. Let's not get
They're
it twisted.
Both on a list.
Crocodile Dundee
2 era.
Is where he goes to L.A., and it's not really that good.
Is that L.A. or New York?
It's L.A., I think.
There's not a lot of...
Wait, it is three L.A.?
Is there two three?
Two might be... Two...
Did they do three? I thought it was just two.
I'm pretty sure they did three.
We're going Clue.
Clue. Tim Curry.
Ooh. Never see 80, never again. I've never seen that. Risky Business.
Yeah, we're both... Yeah. Okay. We're both there's the worst at Bond movies. Videodrome. Oh, yeah.
Videodrome versus Risky Business. Risky Business.
Risky Business,
yeah. Videodrome is one of those ones where people were like, you gotta see that shit. Is that the one with the isolation tag? Or no?
No.
No, okay. It's just another bad 80s. Second. All right. Fletch versus Coming to America.
Both different.
Yeah.
But I gotta go Coming to America.
Yeah.
I love Fletch as a movie, but
I'm about as connected to both of these as far as just remembering. I mean,
I can recite most of Coming to America. Yeah. I can only remember a few scenes from Fletch.
That's probably my connection to, Coming to America it is. Friday the 13th.
The original.
The original, never seen it.
You have never seen the original.
The original is that, what's Friday? Is that,
That's Jason. And he's not really in the movie.
It's the summer camp.
It's the summer camp one. You've seen that one.
Versus Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's is the fucking shit.
Weekend at Bernie's.
I threatened to do that to him, and after he told me to shut the fuck up, I might still do it.
Still not worried. Still not at all worried. Hellraiser versus A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
I've seen
I may have
both.
Seen three.
I've seen
I may
both.
Have seen both.
I've actually, seen Dream Warriors, and
I
know
Hellraiser.
I don't give
a fuck about either of these movies. I really don't care about old horror movies.
I'm not that person
when
either.
I was a kid I was, but only because it's like, oh, they're gonna be scary, but I don't.
Dream Warriors they like tried to fucking like team up like, yeah, we're gonna fucking fight them in our dreams. Hellraiser was awesome in the fact that like that dude's fucking, I don't know, that dude's face was ripped off and he like regenerated.
Hellraiser, I'm fine with that. Hellraiser. There's gonna be a lot of these that are be like, I don't give a shit, or be like, fuck you, I'm dying. Kill me to get that one. Because it's the 80s. It's like either I give a whole lot of shits or it's like, I don't really give a shit.
The original Nightmare on Elm Street versus Heidi's Song. The only reason I know of Heidi's Song is because it interrupted a famous football game. Like, they just cut out of it out of nowhere.
So we have A Nightmare on Elm Street versus Witness.
The original Ford. Freddy versus Witness Harrison Ford, early
in Amish country.
Yeah,
I would rather watch Witness
yeah.
before. I'm just not big on horror. I'm fucking racist against horror. Lethal Weapon 2, great one. There's the toilet scene.
Yeah, but you're
versus
going against
an American Tale.
Five will goes west.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't mind that it's against that. I'd rather have Lethal Weapon 2.
Lethal Weapon 2.
I'm a fucking adult. Yeah. yeah.
You don't like Fievel?
I did,
fuck
man.
You.
I did. But it's not a kids movie that I'm going to fight for. I fight for Little Mermaid more than that. Versus Mannequin. I remember both of those.
Yeah,
this is a pretty
too.
Easy one.
I go
Little Mermaid. And now it's on our top
20. Even though I like Mannequin as a movie.
It's an interesting concept. Seems like it'd be a better TV show. Like a daily TV show or something.
Kind of was a Nickelodeon show.
Was it?
A long time ago. Alika... They would say this word and the fucking display mannequin would come alive.
Oh, I think it was that too. I probably, most of my memories are from
total,
that.
It was
that,
a total
sure.
early Nickelodeon
yeah.
thing.
That's probably most of my memories of Mannequin. But I know I've seen Mannequin. And probably Mannequin too. Back in the habit. Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Under the sea. Gremlins, enjoy that poster, versus The Shining. Don't enjoy that poster. From The Shining. I appreciate the movie The Shining more than that poster. It's different movies. Holding up, The Shining holds up. You got fucking Don't Feed Him After Midnight.
I'm going
Gizmo.
Gremlins.
I know. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I've already anti-Shining before.
Yeah, I love The Shining, but Gremlins, for some reason, that was one of the...
I don't want to watch it again.
That's one of...
It's not
going to
hold up.
And
it's
terrible.
I do, but I don't.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
I accidentally stepped on the clicker.
Oh. Sorry. Came
back.
Oh. It's like I blacked out.
Oh my God, where are we?
Like, I don't know what turned off, and everything looks like it's on right now, so I'm freaking out. Yeah, Gremlins. That was an interesting one.
Can't believe you fucking went Gremlins.
Born on the 4th of July.
I have seen it.
Me too. I've only seen it once.
Seen it twice.
Back when I was told it's a good movie, you should watch it. Tom Cruise really good. First the Goonies.
He is good in it. And the Goonies wins.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I want to see.
If I'm going to have that on my
top list.
You're
going to lock me in a room with one movie. Yeah. I'm watching the Goonies.
Goonies is beating a lot of shit. Elephant Man.
I'm a man.
Versus Highlander. I've never seen the first Highlander.
What?
I've only seen whichever one came out in like 02 or 03. It was stupid. Because I never gave a shit about the Highlander. Elephant Man versus Land Before Time. It's so weird.
The OG
so
weird Land Before Time is...
It's like it's a battle of our childhood versus...
Fuck the Elephant Man. The Land Before Time for me.
I'm just saying in general.
Oh,
the
matchups, everything.
The
yeah.
matchups are like you're getting classic film, which is good.
Yeah.
Versus... Like kids' movies, which for sure don't hold up as good as the classic. It's weird. It's like mood. It's like our mood's different because it's the '80s. Land Before Time, right?
Yeah.
Littlefoot. Elephant Man on a black and white TV. So I probably didn't realize it was in black and white.
Dead Poets Society came out in the '80s. Holy shit!
Oh, yeah,
I kind of feel like that was like at least mid-90s.
No. He did a lot of his movies
Whoa.
In the '80s.
Never seen that Bad Boys.
I think I have, but I didn't like it. That's got I think it's got Al Pacino in it.
Uh-huh.
Superman 3 versus
the one
Dead
we've
Post
already
Society.
Voted down.
I like the poster for Superman 3.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Respect that. That's kinda like a Take On
sketchy.
Me.
Sketchy. Yeah.
Take on Superman. Take on him.
You're
Bring
gonna die
tonight. Bring
laser eye vision.
He's got eyes.
Dead Poets Society for sure.
Yeah. My Captain.
R.I.P. Robin Williams.
I've never seen Brazil, even though I've heard it's a great movie and I should watch it. Versus Police Academy 3, Back in Training.
Which I have seen that. And I
probably
it's
seen
the one with
of
David
them.
Spade.
Is it? I wouldn't remember. Footloose versus Police Academy 3. I mean, this one I don't give a fuck about.
Footloose. I love Footloose.
I know. It's weird.
I want to listen to Kenny Loggins sing Footloose right now.
Can't do it.
I know. But after this podcast, I'm going to listen to that song really loud.
Good for you. So we went with Footloose because you're not allowed to dance above us.
Because John Lithgow said so.
You can't dance above our apartment.
Scanners versus Stripes.
I don't think I've seen Scanners.
What? You haven't seen Scanners?
I may have.
It's a fun one.
Is it the thing where like there's a screaming noise and people's heads explode?
Yeah.
Never seen it. I just know that that's a scene in it. Just wanted to make sure. So Manhunter.
Nah.
You ever seen that one? That one's good. That's the first... How the whole
Hannibal Lecter, yeah.
It's not great. It's not great.
Seen it,
but it's pretty good. I think Michael Mann directed it. The Time Bandits. I think I've seen a documentary.
I've seen Time Bandits. It's a bunch of midgets and shit.
Yeah, I've seen the documentary on it. God damn it! So Stripes versus Empire of the Sun.
I haven't seen Empire of the Sun.
Wait,
is
that
poster? With, wait, is that with Wesley Snipes?
That's
Sean
Golden
Connery.
Child. Is that Golden Child?
Wesley Snipes and Sean Connery.
Was it Empire of the Sun?
Empire of the Sun.
Oops, Emmy Empire.
Oh, you had it too. Christian Bale, John Malkovich.
Wow. I want to see it though.
Oh,
I remember that poster.
No, I do too, but like
I don't think
down.
I've seen it. It's like a movie that I've probably seen on a shelf, and I'm like, I should watch that.
Wow.
I really want to rewatch that movie.
Rewatch,
but I don't feel
I don't
that
think
we can
ever
vote
seen
on
it. Is that Christian? Was that
it
supposed
was
to be
Bale.
Christian Bale as
yeah.
a kid?
Maybe. Oh yeah, maybe. Maybe that's where he started. Dude, we got to watch that movie. So we're gonna put it on our have not seen list at some point. What we should do
is go do
when
a
we
have
do,
not seen list.
Yeah, when we do like a movie day
and make like
we
a,
just
a
run
movie
through
day,
the movie
yeah.
day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of things that we should knock off the list because there's
I
a lot of shit
Blade
that we need
Runner.
To. It's good. It's just slow. So sorry, Empire of the Sun. So Super or Stripes versus Return of the Jedi. Wow,
Return!
I was
the fucking Jedi.
I'm so ready to just go with Stripes.
Oh, yeah, because it's an awesome movie, but it's going up against the best of the Ridge-Tridge. Yeah,
that's a nice poster, too. I like that. Say Anything versus, well, this is interesting, versus Better Off Dead. Aren't those both John Cusack movies?
I don't know that I've seen Better Off Dead.
I don't know if I have either.
But I've seen Say Anything. Yeah. Everyone knows that goddamn scene.
Is another John Cusack movie. Is it the skiing one? It is the skiing one.
Wait.
It's the skiing one. I think. You want me to go down?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a, is it this? Wait.
Keep going down to the cast.
Cusack. Kim Darby.
Nope. I ain't got nothing on this.
All right. So we'll skip it. So. It seems like, although I've those look like planes. Those don't, I don't know what that is. The poster
those
is
are,
confusing.
Those are ski poles in one
piece. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, do you remember that one? You never saw that John Cusack movie where it's like
sure
the ski
I
bros? I mean, it's basically
I'm
like.
I'm sure I did.
Like Hot Tub Time Machine, but yeah. It's just referencing that. But, okay, so.
Where they were the ski, they were the
I mean,
ski patrol.
I don't remember most
to
of
where
it.
They fought.
And he
them
gets, and he gets, yeah, he's get bitched out, and they have to compete at the end. It's not great. Say Anything would win.
You want a race?
All right, so
I'll
it's
fucking race you.
Say Anything versus Three Amigos.
And the Three Amigos is,
it's great,
so good.
It's a classic. I mean, they're both classics, but
they Three like Amigos do the Macarena better at one point, and
I'm
like,
a little. Yeah, they do. I forget what it is. Such a crunch. Yeah, Three Amigos. Raging Bull versus Dead Poets Society. I mean, I'd go Raging Bull.
I would, too. Which, what do you think about that? That kind of ties into one of the previews that we saw.
Looks stupid. Looks stupid.
With Usher as Sugar Ray?
I mean... De Niro is not selling me on any movie.
He ruined it
and
with the Fockers.
Actually, it does the opposite. Seeing him in a movie is like, well, I know what movies he's doing. And that one didn't... Good. It looked like it just didn't... It looked so generically filmed. Like, it didn't look... Like, they weren't doing anything new. It's not even... Like, Raging Bull shits all over that movie. And then pees on it. And then lights it on fire. And then a homeless man sleeps on it. And then create something better because he's so
Dead
inspired.
Dead Poets Society is a good movie, though.
Yeah, for sure. But Raging Bull. Raging Bull is a great film. Right? You going Raging Bull?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like it. It's a
I like that poster.
80 versus 89. So we had the beginning of the decade versus the end of the decade.
Yep. I don't think I've seen the original Annie.
I don't know that I've seen
Chances
Are.
Chances
Are.
Bye bye, movies.
Wear a silly grin.
Let's just do a few more. Let's do right,
two
three,
more.
Two more. All right. Flash. Never seen Flash Gordon. The King of Comedy's
God
great, though.
Damn it.
You seen King of Comedy?
No, but Flash Gordon's awesome.
King of Comedy?
No.
No, I'm just saying. It's a great movie. Another Scorsese movie. The only. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm saying. Flash Gordon needs to be on our list of. You haven't seen it?
I've never seen it.
Then we should watch it.
Oh yeah, we'll watch it. It's fine. I don't think it'll. I don't think by watching it
it's
will make
terrible.
Our list. Yeah,
but it's terribly.
So you haven't seen
awesome.
Kings of King of Comedy is a great movie.
No, I haven't
seen it. All right,
I've seen the Kings of Comedy.
Yeah, it's just a comedy special. All right, Beetlejuice versus the Brave Little. Toaster.
The Brave Little Toaster is the first Pixar thing that ever happened.
Okay. I know a lot of people that would... Wow. I don't know, actually.
But Beetlejuice, far
yeah, Beetlejuice
superior.
Is way better.
But I'm saying the Brave Little Toaster was the beginning
a lot of people like
of
Brave
Pixar.
Little Toaster. A lot of people like it.
It's great. I mean, for Disney and whatever, there's a lamp, there's
wasn't
a radio,
the kids
there's
movie
a fucking sweeper.
On. You know,
it's
I
not
it
no.
Times.
It's very much a side.
People fucking
thing.
Love that movie.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, it's
yeah,
a,
see,
it's
I've
a top,
always known it as
a top
side
kids
thing.
Movie. Yeah, me too.
Ooh.
But a lot of people.
I like this one.
I don't know if I've ever seen A Fish Called Wanda.
Really?
I don't think so. It's one of the movies that I know is a
yeah,
good one from
it's,
the time.
It's pretty good.
Jamie
Lee
Curtis.
Have you seen Pet Sematary? That's
I don't think so.
The scariest movie in my childhood. That scared the shit out of me. Though.
I would just one we could.
That well, scared the yeah. shit out of me.
Yeah. So all right. So I haven't seen Gotcha.
Nope.
16 Candles. I've seen that.
Oh,
16 Candles versus Back to the Future.
Okay,
enjoy that
okay.
Back to the Future part poster, by the way.
Meh. I mean,
it's different. I've never seen. I've never seen.
I've never
that back
seen
to the
that, and I guarantee you can't find it online.
I've tried when I did our. Well, I was going to do Back to the Future.
I've looked a few up, yeah. and you can't find any no. of these crazy posters.
Well, I was
going
to try and do Back to the Future for album art. So I've gone through thousands of pictures, but it's like it's not one. I'm sure it's out there. But yeah, for Back to the Future, a thousand times.
One more?
Yeah. I mean, 60 Candles. I feel bad. I've never seen Wild Beast.
Nah, neither.
The Elephant Man versus The Forest. Never heard of The Forest.
Well, you shouldn't wander it into it.
I don't plan on it.
You did.
Child's Play versus The Elephant Man.
Child's Play just because it was
Child's
fucking
Play.
Freaky
we gotta
and
do
I,
one
had,
more.
I had a My oh, Buddy.
I didn't want it.
I had a My Buddy.
I didn't have a My Buddy.
You didn't have a My Buddy?
Fuck no. What am, how am I going to pay for a My Buddy? I don't make money. I don't make money.
Your parents should have loved you more then.
Well, it would have helped if there was plural. That would have been a good start. Yeah, Child's Play. I'm good with that. Let's do this last one.
Ooh.
I don't know if... is this Outsiders that Pony Boy?
Yes, that okay. is the only Pony Boy.
This is early Tom Cruise, right?
Here's the thing. This is I'll preface it before. Me. I'm picking the Goonies, mm-hmm. but I'm going to go through it. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise, C. Thomas Howell, Ralph Macchio, Emilio Estevez, Patrick Swayze, Matt Dillon, and Rob Lowe. In
great
one
cast.
Fucking movie.
It's a great cast.
Before any of them were stars.
Yeah, doesn't mean it's a good movie.
The only one, the main character.
It is a good movie. But
C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah.
The least popular of all of them. I read this book as a kid, and it was one of those rare books that I read.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often, so.
Was the book better?
No. Because the book took me like a week and a half to read, and I watched the movie in like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But The Goonies it has my childhood.
It's our time.
It's our time. It's our place.
Rocky Road.
Rocky Road. Baby Ruth?
Yeah. Yep. Sloth Love Junk.
Sloth Love Junk.
All right. So The Goonies. Or is that this last one? All right. So we'll be back with more Ultimate Movie Championship.
See our top
later
corner.
On. Okay, we'll go. We're almost up to 500 movies. We'll get up there. Here we go. So our top 20. Go through.
I don't know that it's changed much.
I think it's changed. I don't know if it's changed recently, but. All right. Office Space. Well, let's zoom in here. Office Space and Glorious Bastards. Forrest Gump. Home Alone, Toy Story, Star Wars Episode 3, Beauty and the Beast, Never Ending Story.
Yay!
Never Ending Story.
Na, 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 na,
the first half of Full Metal Jacket, E.T.
The Extra number Testicle. 10,
the Extra Testicle. Memento is number 11, Wizard of Oz, Princess
OG.
Bride.
Ooh.
Terminator 2.
Shit.
Boogie Nights.
Yes.
Speed.
Get out of here.
Not horrible. Not great. Finding Nemo.
Not really in my top 20.
Oh, Brother,
20.
Where Art Thou?
Not really in my top 20.
Walk the Line.
Not really in my top 20.
Elf.
Not really in my top 20.
It's changed a little bit.
Has.
There's only like a couple. It's the Star Wars 3 and Beauty and the Beast, really, that need to
in
get the
top 10? Like, why?
In the top 10.
Come up against some other shit,
we could
please.
Do that. If we do, we could just do a UMC special on 261. We go through 80s. We could do a bunch of 80s, and then we could go through and just refine our top list.
We need to do something about that, or try.
We could test it out. See, we can have some fun. We just do a UMC episode.